This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we're here on Facebook Live, alhamdulillah. I'm just checking everything's working here. Yep, there we are. That's great. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, share, because sharing is caring. Let me just start my YouTube. Okay, alhamdulillah. So sharing is caring. Share. We've got a really interesting little discussion today about taqwa, 13 benefits of taqwa that I want to mention, alhamdulillah, today. What is taqwa? First of all, let's talk about what is taqwa. Now, you know, taqwa, often you'll find it described as the fear of Allah, fearing God, but really, it's not really taqwa. It's a lot more than just fearing Allah. Taqwa is God consciousness. It's being conscious of Allah. More specifically, and the reason why the image that I used of the fire and the shield, and talking about, because the root in Arabic of taqwa means shield, and ultimately it is taqwa is a shield. It is what protects you from the punishment of Allah. It is what protects you from the fire, from the hellfire. This ultimately is taqwa. So it's a type of internal quality. It's something a person has within themselves. And that internal quality of taqwa, it motivates you and it gives you that ability to keep away from what is displeasing to Allah. And it's also what motivates you to do what is pleasing to Allah. So once Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, was asked, you know, what is taqwa? And he said, have you ever walked on a path that is covered in thorns? And the person said, yes. Well, and Umar asked him, well, how did you walk? And he said, well, I was careful. I walked carefully. And it's very interesting, because just the other weekend, and you might have caught my Facebook Live the other weekend when I did that Facebook Live from the mountain hut. Well, that weekend where my daughter was racing, they'd cut some of the branches and the bushes and stuff on the hill. And as you're walking up, all there were thorns lying on the ground. They just got caught up in one's clothes. And it reminded me exactly of taqwa, because my daughter's going, oh my God, it's ripping my clothes, it's ripping my stuff. And I started telling her, subhanAllah, this is exactly how Umar ibn al-Khattab described taqwa. You know, when you're walking, when somewhere that is covered and strewn with thorns, that is what you have. You have that, you're careful, because it's going to tear my clothes. And so a person with taqwa is like that in respect to sins, in respect to things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that quality of taqwa. That quality of taqwa is that quality that a person has inside themselves that keeps them away from sins. Now, this is very important, because it's not only about being conscious of Allah. I suppose it is. God consciousness, being conscious of Allah, if you truly know Allah, if you truly know your Lord, if you truly know who is Allah, then that's the same as taqwa. But a person could be very reflective. They could be thinking about the creation of Allah, thinking about the sun and the moon and the stars and the wind and the rain and your eyes and ears and all the beautiful bounties that Allah has given us. But it wouldn't necessarily mean that that person has that quality of taqwa. That's a very important quality to have, that tadabbur, that deep reflection about the power and the majesty of Allah, because that's what motivates you to worship Allah and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it still may not necessarily, taqwa is more than that. It is a bit more than that. So taqwa is that quality, because a person could have that, but they could still not be very careful about falling into sins. So the quality of taqwa is that person is really careful about not falling into sins. And that person is very careful about doing the things in their life which is pleasing to their Creator. So this is the quality of taqwa. And it is something that is really one of the most important provisions that we need on our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping away from sins, keeping away from falling into following our whims and our desires and our passions is one of the most, if not the most important qualities that we need. Now, taqwa is not quite the same as willpower. Taqwa is a lot more than willpower. And taqwa is foundational for a Muslim. It's foundational for a Muslim. Every Muslim, we all need some degree of taqwa in order to be a Muslim. So this is a quality that we need to nurture, that we need to develop, that we need to grow. Inshallah, I promise you that I promised you last week that I was going to, by the end of next week, have some videos up on my YouTube channel about how to get taqwa. And inshallah, so I've got still a week to do that. And I'm going to do that inshallah because it's very important. How do you develop taqwa? How do you grow taqwa? How do you get that quality within yourself? But before we do that, I want to talk about some of the benefits. Some of the benefits of taqwa. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about some of its benefits inshallah. So I mentioned today that I'm going to be talking about 13 benefits of taqwa. 13 benefits of taqwa. So the first benefit of taqwa is guidance. The person who has taqwa, who has guidance, and the reason for that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So the Quran is a book of guidance for the muttaqeen. So people who are muttaqeen are the people who have that quality of taqwa. So if you have that quality of taqwa, then one of the benefits, and this is probably one of the greatest and the most amazing benefits of all, the benefit of being guided by Allah. And actually, taqwa and guidance are two things that come together very much. Because if you think about this, if you think about this quality of taqwa, if you think about this quality of having that ability to do what is pleasing to Allah and keeping away from what is displeasing to Allah, you will soon realize that you need guidance from Allah. It's essential. Without Allah's guidance, how will you know what it is that is pleasing to Allah? And how do you know what it is that is displeasing to Allah? You can only know what is pleasing to Allah and what is displeasing to Allah if you have guidance. And this is why Allah revealing the Quran and Allah sending us a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the living example. He was the living example of how to implement and act upon and live the Quran. So the Quran is a book of guidance. It teaches us what is right from what is wrong. It teaches us how to worship Allah. It teaches what is pleasing to Allah. It teaches us what is displeasing to Allah. If you think about it, how can you have taqwa without guidance? So it's something you need. You need taqwa to get guidance, and you need guidance to get taqwa. Alhamdulillah. And the Quran is that book of guidance. And it is without doubt one of the greatest blessings and one of the most vast mercies that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has created the entire universe, he has sent guidance to us, brothers and sisters. This shows how much our Lord cares for us. This shows how much Allah cares for human beings. That he has sent us revelation and he has sent us guidance. Despite that human beings have turned away from that guidance, have turned away from that revelation and guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned away from the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still has mercy on us. He still has patience with us. Subhanallah. So anyway, this is one of the most great benefits of taqwa, is that the people of taqwa, they have guidance from Allah. Brothers and sisters, share this video. Sharing is caring. So keep sharing, alhamdulillah. So The next benefit, 13 benefits, the next benefit is help. The help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is the next benefit, and we find that in Surah Al-Jathiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, okay, that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Wallahu Waliyul Muttaqeen. So that Allah is the Wali, He is the, subhanAllah, He is the protector. A Wali is one who advises and guides and protects and cares for. So Allah is the Wali, He is the protector, He is the guide, He is the helper of those people who have taqwa. This is another very huge benefit of having taqwa, is that when you have taqwa, you will have the help of Allah. And this is how Allah has created this universe, brothers and sisters. That if we develop within ourselves this quality of taqwa, and we follow His guidance, and we, because why? Why has Allah told us to keep away from things? Think about it. Please think. Why has Allah said, this is haram, keep away from this? Why has Allah told us to pray 5 times a day, to fast, to give charity? It's not because Allah needs anything from us, brothers and sisters. Allah is free of all needs. He does not need us to worship Him. He does not need us to pray. He does not need us to fast. He does not need us to follow His guidance. This is all a mercy from Him, because He, Allah, He knows what is good for us. He knows what is bad for us, even if, and sometimes, we love things that are bad for us, and we hate things that are good for us. But Allah, in His mercy, He gives us guidance, and this is one of the ways that He helps us. So if you have taqwa, you will see that by keeping away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows is harmful for us, and by implementing in our lives what Allah knows is good for us, this in itself is a way that Allah helps us. But of course, the help of Allah comes in many, many different ways, brothers and sisters. Okay? Also, we find, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حُبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Very, verily, Allah loves the people of taqwa. Brothers and sisters, of all the things that one could imagine, of all the blessings and all the beautiful, most amazing things, that Allah would love you. Most of us, we think about the love, how nice it would be to be loved by another human being. All of us, we appreciate and we understand the benefits of the love of our parents, of our friends, of our family, of our husband, of our wife. The dream of so many people and the theme of so many poems and stories and movies and songs is love, is two people falling in love one with the other, because it's a very beautiful and intense experience that fulfills us as human beings. But how about if Allah loves you? How about if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? You see, brothers and sisters, for those of you who are, and all of you, you're joining me today, and we are on a journey together of self-mastery. This is really, brothers and sisters, what my focus is at the moment. My focus for you, for these Facebook Lives, for my mastery classes, for those of you who can join that, who have joined that, it is ultimately what we're aiming for, is to be from those people who love Allah, and who love those who love Allah, and who are loved by those who love Allah, and that we are people who do the deeds that will cause Allah to love us. The love of Allah and loving Allah and being loved by Allah, brothers and sisters, is the goal that we are aiming for. So taqwa is foundational in all of this. Developing taqwa is foundational in all of this. And my lessons on willpower is all connected, brothers and sisters. You know, it may sound, you may not realize straight away what is the connection, but there is a very, very strong connection. They all support each other. So for those of you who are able, join me on this journey of mastery classes. You'll find a lot of beneficial stuff. That's what we're all heading towards, inshallah. This is the purpose of it. This is the purpose. And there's some amazing stuff, alhamdulillah. So as I said, I'm going through 13 benefits, and there are many, many benefits. This is not all of them. I'm just taking 13 benefits, alhamdulillah, because I came across a nice article on this. So this is another benefit. The people who have taqwa, Allah loves the muttaqun. And what a huge benefit of that. That alone, is that not a great reason to develop benefit? And I will be doing a series of videos, one video or a series of videos. We'll see, inshallah, how many it takes on how to develop taqwa. Inshallah, by the end of next week, I'm going to have it up on my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't done that already. Okay, there's not much there, but there will be, inshallah. So another benefit of taqwa, it is a way out from unhappiness. It's a provision for one where you do not expect. So one of the benefits of taqwa, it's a way out of unhappiness. That's the way out of unhappiness, is a type of provision. Allah provides you with ease and tranquility and peace in your heart. Subhanallah. How much money would you spend to get that, brothers and sisters? Why do you spend money? What do we buy things for? We buy things because we imagine those things are going to make us happy. And maybe they do for a bit. Maybe they do for a bit. But that's why we buy things, because we imagine it's going to make us happy. So that's what we're looking for. Most of us, we're looking for happiness. We're looking for a way out of the misery of our existence. But in reality, brothers and sisters, you're not going to find escape from the reality of existence by indulging yourself in more material things. Happiness is an internal state. And so the people who have taqwa, the muttaqeen, the people who have that quality, remember, what is taqwa? It is that quality of being conscious of Allah, of keeping away from what is forbidden, of doing those things that is pleasing to Allah. It's that quality inside you that drives you towards that. Those are happy people. So part of what Allah provides them with is that happiness. But not only that, Allah provides them with rizq. The physical, the actual, the food that we need to eat, the money that we need to clothe ourselves and feed our family and pay the rent. Yes, even this, and Allah provides us, brothers and sisters, believe me, from places where you can't even imagine. And I could tell you the stories, and I don't claim to be a person who has lots of taqwa, far from it. May Allah increase all of us in taqwa. But alhamdulillah, you know, I have seen amazing things, brothers and sisters, have happened to me in my life. Allah has provided me from things from where I could never even imagine. This is exactly what Allah mentions in the Quran. Okay? Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He will make a way out for him and provide for him from where he does not expect. And I have witnessed that. And I have seen that in my life. Subhanallah. Okay, so point number 7, facilitation of affairs. This means that Allah makes things easy for you. And again, the examples I can think of this in my life, there are so many. I especially remember when I first became Muslim, how I witnessed this was incredible. Even things that may seem to you, brothers and sisters, ridiculous, but when I was going to work in London, when I used to work in London, and I was going to work, and I used to take the tube from my workplace to back and back from, little things like, as I walked onto the platform, the tube would arrive and I would find a place to be able to stand. And, you know, I began to notice these things like, that's just like really strange, because it wasn't a time when that normally happened. These may seem like little things, but subhanAllah, these are the things that can sometimes make or break your day. Even, you know, your shoelace breaks. The Prophet said, if your shoelace breaks, make dua to Allah, because for some people, a broken shoelace can be a big calamity. So it may seem like small things, but this is something you will notice when you develop taqwa, when you have that quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy for you in your life. That doesn't mean you won't have tests. Everybody has tests. Everybody has trials. Everybody, this is the reality of life. Life is a test. It does not mean there's not going to be any tests in life. No, it doesn't mean you have taqwa, there are no tests. What taqwa does is it helps you get through those tests. That is the quality. And that is one of the benefits of taqwa. It's why you need to develop it, why we all need to develop more taqwa, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. Allah makes things easy for us. Okay, the eighth quality of taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers our wrong actions and He magnifies and enhances our rewards. Subhanallah. And that's what Allah mentioned in the Quran in the 65th surah, in the fifth ayah. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He, Allah, will cover his wrong actions and magnify a reward for him. And this is not only in the next life. Of course, immediately you will think that's in the Akhirah. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will cover the faults of the person who has taqwa. And He will increase His rewards. But even in this life, brothers and sisters, we have to remember that the benefits of having taqwa, the benefits of following Islam, the benefits of being on the right path, are benefits that we see right here in our lives, in our hearts and our minds, right here and now, as well as in the Akhirah. So this is one of the things, that Allah increases our rewards, Allah increases the benefits, Allah covers up our wrongdoings. In how many people, brothers and sisters, their sins have been exposed in front of the whole world? Their wrongdoings and their sins, these famous people, these famous sports people, these famous celebrities, everyone knows about their nonsense. SubhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing their evil to everyone. But the people who have taqwa, why? Because actually, if you have taqwa, you yourself, that's what you're doing. You are being careful to cover your sins. You're being careful to keep away from them. And we all sin. Everybody sins. But Allah knows that you have that quality. You try your hardest to keep away. Sometimes you will slip. Sometimes you will fail. But inshallah, because you have taqwa, Allah will cover it up. And the good things that you do, Allah will enhance it. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful, beautiful benefit of taqwa. Okay, number the ninth benefit of taqwa is that Allah will accept the person's actions. And in fact, Allah only accepts the deeds of the people who have taqwa, as Allah mentioned in the 5th surah, in the 27th ayah. Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. So brothers and sisters, for our deeds to be acceptable to Allah, as you all know, we have to have iman, we have to have sincere intention, we have to do it sincerely and purely for Allah. If you don't have taqwa, how will you do it? How will you develop ikhlas? How will you develop sincerity? How will you develop that quality of being sincere and doing things only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't have taqwa? You must have that quality of taqwa, to be sincere. And then it's not enough even to be sincere. Don't imagine that you can say, oh, I was sincere, I was doing it only for Allah, my intention was good. No, it's not enough that your intention is good. No. Actually, brothers and sisters, not only does your intention have to be good, but your actions have to be correct. They have to be according to the sunnah. They have to be according to what Islam teaches. These are the conditions in order for our deeds to be accepted. So if you don't have taqwa, how will Allah accept your deeds then? You have to understand, it's subhanAllah, very clear. Brothers and sisters, a quick message. Share this video. You never know who is the person that you share it with that starts listening to this or starts watching it and starts benefiting from it. And maybe they will leave a sin because you shared it. And maybe they will start doing good deeds because you shared it. And then you will share in the rewards. This is how we have to think, brothers and sisters. We have to spread the goodness. We have to enjoin and encourage people on the path of goodness and discourage everyone from the path of sin and transgression. So please keep sharing this, brothers and sisters. Please keep telling people about this Thursday night Facebook Live. Inshallah, if you're leaving comments, I will always do my best to get back to you. Please, I do try and reply to every single comment, even if it's just putting a thumbs up or a thank you or jazakallah khair or an ameen. If you have questions, inshallah, one of these Facebook Lives I will actually do, hopefully, maybe I'll do a full open question and answer session. So anyway, brothers and sisters, let's go on to point number 10. Success. Okay. Allah tells us in the Quran, have taqwa of Allah. At-taqallah. Why? In order that you may have success. You may have falah. You can be from the muflihun. Okay, so subhanAllah, brothers and sisters. So in order, what is this falah? This is, oh my gosh, brothers and sisters. Just, you know, when I say this word success, you know, I want to launch you into a whole different lecture. But I don't want to get distracted. But what is success? You know, how do you measure success? What really is success? Think about it. I need to remind myself. I keep needing to remind myself. You need to remind yourselves. We need to remind each other about what success really is. The true success. The true success, of course, is really getting to paradise. That is it. The real success is when you get to Jannah. Nothing else ultimately is really successful. But even success in this life, brothers and sisters, is knowing Allah, is following the deen, is experiencing the beautiful, sweet taste of Iman. That is real success. Believe me, you have to taste it and you have to know it and you have to experience it. And when you taste it and you know it and experience it, you will really know what success is, brothers and sisters. But any type of success, even worldly success, really. You see, even think about it. Even if you have, even if you make money and you make lots of money and you're a multi-millionaire and alhamdulillah, it's nothing wrong with money. It's what you do with it. And ask yourself this question. If you've got all of this money and you're miserable, are you successful? Are you really successful? Oh, people may say, oh, look at her. Look at him. He's so successful. Look at his nice car. Look at his nice house. Look at his beautiful wife. Look at her beautiful husband. Look at all those nice clothes that he has. All of this stuff. But if you're miserable inside, what success is that? What is it? It's not success. You know it. You know that's not success. Taqwa is what gives you real success, right? God consciousness, being mindful of Allah, being mindful of His prohibitions, being mindful of what is haram and keeping away from it. And being mindful and understanding what are the virtuous deeds and then driving yourself towards them. Driving yourself, brothers and sisters. You see, you have to make the effort. I'm not going to sit here and tell you there's some easy solution. It's not. It's a struggle. It's a jihad. This is the big jihad. It's the jihad against your own nafs for the sake of Allah. Okay? So brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, but if you have taqwa, you will succeed, inshallah. You will succeed. Not inshallah. Definitely you will succeed. Alhamdulillah. So you can find that in the third surah, in the 200th ayah. Okay, so the 11th, quality of taqwa, share this video by the way, the 11th quality is Allah will give us good news, right? Because Allah mentions for them, i.e. the people of taqwa, for the people of taqwa there is good news in this world and in the next. Surah 10 ayah 64, what did I tell you? The benefit of taqwa is in this dunya, it's right here. Okay, whether it is victory for the believers, whether it is worldly success, whether it is achieving good things in this life, or whether it is the real success of the akhirah, the most effective and sure way to achieve this is with taqwa, alhamdulillah. And this is what Allah promises. Allah is giving us good news. The good news, the good tidings. Right, the good news, the bashiran, the good news of success in this life and the next. So subhanAllah, this is the benefits of taqwa. Okay, so a 12th benefit of taqwa is, of course, what Allah mentions, that truly there are for the people of taqwa with their Lord gardens of bliss. This is the meaning of what Allah mentions. Third surah, 133rd ayah. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the people of taqwa Jannah. Jannah, the gardens of paradise. And let us remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, because there is no good except the good of the Akhirah. If you really conceive and think and imagine and think in your mind's eye of what is Jannah, of how beautiful Jannah is, that it is a place of eternal bliss. What is this? You see, the thing about this world, brothers and sisters, the thing about this world is that it doesn't matter how much beautiful things you've got. It doesn't matter how nice your house is, how nice your clothes are, how good your food is. It doesn't matter because it's all going. It's all going. The pleasures of this world always fade. You get older and you get weaker and you get less capable. And all of these worldly pleasures, they're all escaping from us, brothers and sisters. That is enough to think. If you think about that, that's enough to make you realize that. What is the benefit of this world? You know, you think about people, subhanAllah, they spend their whole lives trying to achieve something, trying to be the best, trying to be the best fighter, the best singer, the best athlete. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Actually, as a Muslim, we should try to be the best. It's part of ihsan. But what I'm trying to say is the effort you put into it. And I just take an example of an athlete. A person spends years and years of their life training their body, training their mind. Every single thing they eat, they have to think about it just so that they can win a race, just so that they can achieve this goal of being the best athlete. But in 30, 40 years' time, who would have heard of them? Who will remember them? Very few people. You see, that is the reality of this world. Its success and its achievements are so fleeting. The real success is Jannah. The real good is the good of the Akhirah. That is what we need to invest our time and our energy and our money and our efforts and our willpower. That's what we need. That's what self-mastery ultimately is all about, brothers and sisters. It's all about ultimately, if we're not using it to get to Jannah, it's ultimately all a waste. It's all a waste, brothers and sisters. SubhanAllah. Thank you for joining me on this journey, this beautiful journey. Alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking about the 13 benefits. There are more than 13 benefits. There are many, many more than 13 benefits. I'm just mentioning 13 benefits of Jannah. So the last one, the last benefit of that I want to mention today is not only are you, if you have taqwa, will Allah enter you into the garden of bliss, Jannah, the place of happiness where you'll never be old, you'll never be tired, you'll never be hungry, you'll never get worried, you'll never get sad, you'll never get angry, you'll never be upset, you'll never be upset. You won't feel jealous, you won't feel envy, you won't feel hatred, and you'll never have to worry about disobeying Allah. Because you can't do anything in Jannah to displease Allah. This is paradise, brothers and sisters. Whatever you can imagine in your mind, you can have there and more. But the other thing is that Allah will save you from the fire. Yes, because Allah mentions in the 19th surah, in the 72nd ayah, then we will save the ones who have taqwa. Allah will save the people of taqwa from the fire of hell. Why? Because that's what the people of taqwa struggled to do in their life. That's what taqwa is about. Taqwa ultimately is making that struggle to protect yourself, to be careful, to protect yourself from falling into sins. And what is going to take you to hellfire? Except sins and the consequence of your sins. And what will take you to paradise, Jannah? The mercy of Allah. But what brings the mercy of Allah to a person? That person does the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, please share this video. That is a very quick introduction to 13 benefits of taqwa. There are many more. Inshallah, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Inshallah, you will get, you should get notified if you subscribe to the YouTube channel. When I put my videos up on how to get taqwa, because we talked about the benefits of taqwa, 13 benefits of taqwa, but how do we get it? How do we build taqwa? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to do a final, finally, I want to mention to you, thank you so much for joining me. Please share this video. If you haven't managed to join us on masteryclasses.com and with hundreds of other people who have started doing the 7 Pillars of Willpower course, who have really benefited, fewer people because it's a different level, fewer people, some have done the learning how to learn, the the mindset course, and many other things, extra modules there are. Brothers and sisters, just for a few more days, the price has gone right down, and this is, it's not going to be this low again. It's down to $47 for the Willpower course. This is as cheap as it's going to get. So please, I'm just telling you, because I don't want people to say, oh, Abdurrahim, I didn't hear, I didn't know, you didn't. I listen, we spend money to let you know about this stuff, that, you know, that the price has gone down. So even though we're getting less money, we're spending money to let you know that it's going to cost less money. Because as you may know, if you want people to know about stuff on Facebook, you have to pay Facebook now. It costs us money to let people know about this course. We have to pay money to advertise it so people know. So brothers and sisters, please, it's $47. It's not going to be that low again. Please, if you haven't got on board and joined us on this amazing journey of self-mastery, we guarantee, even though the price is only $47, we still guarantee you that if you're not satisfied, you will get your money back, inshallah. It's about 19, maybe 20, 21. I can't remember now. It used to be 19, but I think it's now 20 or 21 modules. You do one module a day. It's like a video that is like 5 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, the maximum, but most are like 5-10 minutes. And I go through some very important techniques, things you can understand about your mind, about how your mind works, how you can deal with temptation, how you can overcome procrastination, how you can control your desires, how Shaitan tricks us and uses certain things to confuse us and make us go. I go through all of these things and I give you little exercises that you actually practice every day. Brothers and sisters, people have done this, and many people have done it. It's transformed their lives. It's changed. It changed my life. That's why I developed this course. If you haven't got on board, this is the chance. And there is no better time now than just before Ramadan. And it is really only just a month and a bit away until Ramadan. And that is why it's about perfect, because you're going to go into Ramadan, you're going to hit Ramadan running. Inshallah, I want to be doing a video, inshallah, maybe the next Facebook Live. I might be doing a webinar on preparing for Ramadan now and why we need to do that. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like this page, like my page, share this video, alhamdulillah, and revise it yourself, brothers and sisters. Don't just listen to these talks, whether it's me or any other sheikh or da'i or ustad or whatever. You know, really take the time to write things down. Take the time to revise them. Take the time to try and actually practice some of this stuff. And look for the benefits in your life. See for yourself that when you start to develop taqwa, when you start to develop that quality within yourself, that you are aware of what is displeasing to Allah, and you are aware of what Allah loves, and you are aware of what Allah hates, and you try to do what Allah loves, and you try to develop that quality within yourself, that you love what Allah loves, and you hate what Allah hates, and you want to do the things that Allah wants you to do, and you want to keep away from the things that Allah wants to keep you away from. This is taqwa. This is what will shield you from Allah's wrath, and this is what will give you the real success in this life and the next. So we've been through those 13 benefits, brothers and sisters. I pray that I see it in my life, and I pray that you see it in your life. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much. May Allah thank you so much for joining me today. Please share this so others can benefit as well. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless all of you, brothers and sisters, in this life and next life. I know some of you have joined me late from Bangladesh, from Pakistan. It's like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. May Allah bless you. This just happens to be, at the moment, the most easy time for me to do it. I have so many programs and things going on. It's not that easy for me to find a time, but I've given this time. You can always catch up. It's here on my Facebook page, and it is on my YouTube channel as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Anyway, that's it, brothers and sisters. Masteryclasses.com, masteryclasses.com. Don't forget to check it out. The offer is only there for another week or another few more days. I'm not sure how many more days. It's not long to go. And that is it. The price will go up again. So please, brothers and sisters, take benefit and get it while you can. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. What can I say, brothers and sisters? Thank you so much for joining me once again. I will look forward to seeing you next week, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live and YouTube Live as well, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.